2012 Municipal Code Enforcement Board meeting to order. And to begin, Giorgio, can you give the invocation?
Heavenly Father, we ask your guidance tonight as we review the cases before us, and that we make the right decisions in them. Amen.
Amen. Rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Plantico?
Here.
Mr. Sparkman?
Here.
Ms. Wolf?
Mrs. Brown.
Oh, Mrs. Brown?
Here.
Mr. Bakowitz?
Here.
Ms. Roos Laird? She's absent.
Excused.
Excused. And Ms. Wilson is excused, and Ms. Cully is also excused.
Okay, do we have a quorum?
We have a quorum.
Okay. Anybody had an opportunity to review the minutes from last meeting?
Make a motion, we accept the minutes.
Motion to accept by Giorgio. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Go ahead and swear on the officers, please.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
For the record, do you want to tell us who's here tonight?
Please, the board, for the record, I would advise that Lorraine Kennedy, Dwayne Thomas, Matt Leibfried, Charles Rich, Dan Baker, Jones Vaux, and Ruman, Raymond Furing, all accept the oath.
Okay, one more thing before we get started. If you have a cell phone with you this evening, if you could either put it on silent or turn it off for the duration of the meeting. Hey, Chip, we can start with people that are here if you'd like.
Yes, sir. Good evening, board members. My name is Charles Rich with the City of Ocala. I'm the duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement and certified in all four levels of training. I've been the code enforcement manager for a little more than 4 years. With 30 years of law enforcement experience, I'll be presenting your cases this evening. But please, the board, we do have representation this evening, and I would like to start with that case.
That's
first.
Fine.
They arrived first as well. In this situation, we would the board would be meeting as the Contractors Board of Examiners and Appeals. We'd be bringing a case in violation of Chapter Section 122-151, Grounds for Disciplinary Action, and 122-152, Penalties for Violation of Unlicensed Contract or Journeyman. The case number, it's number 2 on page 2 of your agenda, is COM 12-0854, J. Berry Signs, Inc., J. O. Berry, Richard and Margarita Davis Trust are the property owners. This is location in the City of Ocala, 1216 East Silver Springs Boulevard, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The officer is Officer Baker of the Code Enforcement Division. The parcel ID is 28394-003-00. Legal service was obtained on 4/21 and 30 of 2012 for the notice of violation, and 5/26 and 30, 2012 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 4/19/2012 for the notice of violation, and 5/18/2012 for the second notice of violation. As part of your additional correspondence in the case file, we have a copy of the Sunbiz report, Berry Signs contract, a letter of authorization, and the bank's copies of bank checks that were issued to the contractor. The summary of findings are that Officer Baker observed a violation on the sign code at the above location and that the sign was changed. Further investigation by Officer Baker revealed that the sign was changed without the proper, without the owner obtaining the proper and required permits. Officer Baker was contacted by the property owner, who cooperated with his investigation, advising that she paid the contractor to obtain all required permitting for the job. Officer Baker was given the contractor information by the property owner and observed that he has had 3 other cases with the same violation in the past with this respondent, including this one. So this one, 2 additional. Previously, Officer Baker had given them verbal warnings and required them to obtain proper permits and inspections. Officer Baker contacted the building official and advised him of his investigation, who requested the contractor be taken to the Contractors Board of Examiners and Appeals. due to the repeated nature of his not obtaining required permits and inspections for jobs in the city of Ocala, which is also required by code and state law. While Officer Baker was investigating this case, he observed an additional violation where this contractor placed an additional sign up in the city without proper inspections and permitting. As part of your presentation at the end, we've included copies of the photographs of the sign that was placed. Officer Baker is prepared to testify to any specific questions you may have. Staff has a recommendation in this case, and there is representation from the business here. If you'd like, I could read the staff recommendation into the record now, or we could wait until...
You can read it now, since we have somebody here.
This recommendation is consistent with other recommendations that we've provided to the Contractors Board of Examiners and Appeals. In fact, practically identical. That would be to find the respondent guilty of violating section code section 22-151 in order to, one, the building official to issue a letter of reprimand to the respondent and to the respondent's company, the respondent to pay a fine in the amount of $500 for this offense, respondent to obtain all required permitting and inspections as required by the city code and state law, to pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days, failing which, a fine of $50 per day and suspension of all permitting privileges within the city of Ocala and notification to other reciprocal building departments of this case. All costs and fines assessed as a lien, if not paid, and after 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure on the lien. Okay. If you have any questions that Officer Baker would need to answer for you, he's available. If not, we can hear from the respondent.
Does the board have any questions for Officer Baker at the moment? Okay, can we get the respondent representative? You need to be sworn in, please.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
My address personally, or?
Yes.
The business address. My name is Mark Peggy Gina, and the business address is 2468 Highway 441 in Fruitland Park.
Thank you.
Okay, so do you agree or disagree with?
I agree to a point. Yeah, I do agree. I mean, granted, we should have pulled the permit. It's just, we're so like short staffed and everything comes bearing down, and we're like, I'm the only person in the whole company that does the permitting, and we do the whole state of Florida. So it's like, sometimes I just get overwhelmed, and granted, sometimes it is my fault, and Jay should be, you know, overlooking my mistakes a little bit, because I've only been there maybe a little over a year. But I agree, we should have pulled the permit. We just did another exact same thing in Orlando, but you didn't need a permit. They considered it a face change. So it's like, we're like, okay, is this a face change? It's not a face change. And I should have looked it up and, you know, been more on top of it, being, you know, that's my job. But it's just sometimes I get so overwhelmed. But yeah, I totally agree. I mean, we need to be more on top of it. And we're not doing another job in Ocala without having a permit in hand on the job, you know.
Okay. All right. Does anybody from the board have any questions?
Have you ever did a job in Ocala and before and been caught by the code enforcement?
Well, I know we've done a job and like the permit was, I had taken it down there, but we don't have permit in hand. You know what I'm saying? It's been applied for and maybe we got the sign up before we actually got the permit in hand or were approved or whatever. But I don't remember.
And
it.
Did you pull a permit after the violation of this sign here?
Yeah, we did. We got the permit, and actually it was supposed to be in for inspection, I think, yesterday and today, but it didn't get there for some reason. It didn't get done. So I'm just waiting for the final results on the inspection.
Okay. So, Chip, is that the case? Is that they do have a permit for this now?
I'm going to defer to Officer Baker for further details, but yes, they did obtain them.
Yes, after the violation was identified and the property owner and the business owner were noticed, correct permits were applied for, they were obtained. The illegally erected sign was removed from the pole, taken back to the shop. All of the violations that the building department mandated be done to it were taken care of, and the sign was not reinstalled until after the permit was obtained. The compliance inspection by myself for the sign code has been approved. The building inspector inspected yesterday. He had some difficulty. He could not final the permit out because there's some stuff that the sign contractor needs to do to make available for him to be able to see. They will have to communicate with each other to coordinate a timeframe where building can go out and officially final the permit.
So that's just an issue of failing an inspection as far as the building department?
Actually, he didn't even fail it. All he did was red tag it.
Red tag it, okay.
He red tagged it because actually they need to pull one of the panels out. He needs to verify how the cabinet is actually mounted to the existing pole based on the engineering on the permit and everything. You know, the building department side of it is not quite completed, but they have stepped up and done what they were told to do. It's just the fact that they did what they weren't supposed to do in the first place.
And Dan, you've never seen this company in town doing this before?
Yes, I have. That's why we're standing here today, because there has been a previous history with this same type of activity. I have actually spoken to the contractor personally by phone on several occasions about jumping the gun, so to speak, and installing signs before the permits were actually obtained. And this was kind of like the icing on the cake, because this was actually a major job. They did a structural change to it, to an existing sign structure. They took a small sign off the top of a pole and put a big sign on the bottom of the pole. So a lot of things came into play with the building department as far as engineering and wind load and all of that other stuff. And that's why we're here today, is this is
okay.
The straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
I don't have any. No. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
No. Okay. I understand what you said.
All right. Well, any discussion amongst the board? Do you have any other evidence to produce? Okay.
Just that we'll never, ever, ever do a job in Ocala again without a permit in hand.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to drive home the point that it's happened before where you've done jobs and,
right. And
you didn't get the permits
ahead
of time. And
it wasn't major. This was something, a really big change, which I didn't realize it was that big of a change. Like I said, we did the same thing in Orlando and they didn't even require a permit. They said, okay, it's just face change.
Yeah, but
every city is different.
Different, right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it's happened before here in Ocala. So.
Yeah, mostly just like on wall signs, it'll jump the gun. Got the owner saying, put my sign up, I'm opening. And then, okay, the permit's in, but we don't actually have it in hand, and so, yeah, we just kind of get ahead of ourselves sometimes.
Okay.
I move to take staff recommendation.
We have a motion from Don to accept staff recommendation. Do we have a second?
I'll second this.
Okay.
Albertine Brown.
Albertine Brown seconds. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It passed unanimous. So, with that, Chip, can you... Well, let me see here.
Officer Baker will discuss.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Please, the board, if we jump to page 6 of the agenda, we have some representation. We'll be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. Okay. Case number is CO-12-0857. Case of the City of Ocala versus Virginia Carney, Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, and Swenson Construction. The officer in this case is James Bow. The location is 1222 Southeast 42nd Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The violations are Section 3432, water collections, and Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2956-006-002. Legal service was obtained on 4/23/2012 for the notice of violation and 5/14/2012 for the notice of hearing. The property was posted on 4/19/2012 for the notice of violation and 5/11/2012 for the notice of hearing. As part of your additional correspondence in your case file, we've included a copy of the findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case, a SunBiz report for the bank FDIC info, and property registration on the property. The summary of findings are that Officer James Vogt located this property upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code in that it is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and has a water collection. Additional investigation revealed the respondent was brought before the CEB and found guilty for code violation section 3432 in 2011, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Further investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Vo added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Vo to have the respondents remedy all the violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. As part of your presentation, we've included photographs of the property as it exists out there previously when the violation was initially observed, and his most recent and current inspection where there has been no change. Officer Vo is prepared to answer any questions for the board. If they have any questions, staff has a recommendation that I can read into the record if you'd like at this time, or we could hear from the respondent.
Go ahead and read the recommendation.
Staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating code section 3495 and section 3432 as a repeat violator per chapter 16204 of the Florida statutes. Order them to one, clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris; two, drain or treat and clean all standing water collections upon the property and cover the pool; and three, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days. Failing which, a fine of $500 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. If you have any questions, I have Officer Vo here. If not, we could hear from the respondent.
Was this covered by the city before?
Yes, sir. Last year.
I remember.
Did we put that over the swimming pool, Chip?
Previously.
I thought I saw those pictures before.
Any other questions for Chip, for the board? Yeah. Mm. Okay, we can hear from the respondent, please.
The respondent's an attorney, I believe, or all part. Okay, so she wouldn't be required to be sworn in.
Right.
Good evening. I'm Lynn Lewis, representing Wells Fargo. Actually, I have some good news. I've been in contact with Daphne Russell, who is Wells Fargo's one of their property preservation specialists, and what's going on is this is a Fannie Mae loan. Fannie Mae is the investor, so they've solicited bids for doing the work on this property, and the bids have to be submitted to Fannie Mae, which they did on June 1st, and they're waiting for Fannie Mae's approval. So I guess like to get specifically exactly what we need to do to get into compliance, and I would ask for 30 days instead of the 14, just to make sure we get everything done. And we are proceeding in this case. Actually, we're seeking a judgment to get the foreclosure judgment. There's a hearing tomorrow in this case, so we should be getting, hopefully, certificate of title in the next, well, the courts in Marion County, they've been scheduling the sales 60 days from the final judgment. So if we get our final judgment tomorrow, it'll probably be 60 days, and then the sale date, and then it's 10 days after that. So then we'll have, then we'll be the owners of the property. So progress.
So you're saying that you can put it in compliance within 30 days? You're asking for extension from the 14 days.
Yes, sir.
I think that pool has to be done now.
Yeah, well, yeah, the pool needs to be taken care of a little quicker than 30 days.
I understand.
Yeah, because that's dangerous.
When can you get the pool taken care of?
I will call them and tell them that it's a safety hazard. Is the property, is the pool secured as far as being, is, it's in a...
It doesn't look like there's any screens around there.
No screen?
Mm-hmm. The aluminum framing is there, but I don't think the screens are there.
Yes, some of them.
I don't know, who's...
That'd be a question for Officer Vo.
Yeah, Officer Vo, can you tell us about the...
Mm-hmm. It does have a good pool enclosure. Also, the property is massacred, but you can go in the backyard.
It does have a... secure. It's secured?
Yes, it is.
So really, the only thing that needs to be done, Officer Vo, is the water that's collected on top of the blue part removed?
The frame appears to have collapsed.
It was collapsed.
It needs a redo.
I'm sure it's collecting right now as we speak.
Is there access by anybody can get in there?
The city is that everybody's dealing with mosquitoes and everything, what have you.
Well, it's not secure yet.
Well, I mean, it's secure, so children.
They can't get in?
No.
So the pool, is the pool cover broken?
Yeah, it looks like it's been.
We need a.
But I think as long as the backyard is fenced in where you can't get into the pool area, as long as the pool is covered and treated for the mosquitoes, that's what the city is really after. And of course, the rest of the cleanup as well, but that's the major issue there, is it not?
Well, it's the water collection. They need to redo the pool cover.
Yeah, they need to get rid of that water.
Right, the pool cover.
But it's not, we wouldn't consider it a safety hazard because it's secure.
Enclosed, yeah.
Right.
So we could probably do the 30 days.
That would.
I say. Are we open for discussion here?
Yeah, let's go.
I say we stay with the 14 days for the pool enclosure, and we'll give you 30 days on the rest.
Well, the pool enclosure's not the, not a.
Not the closure, the cover over the pool is what I meant.
The water puddles.
Yeah. That would be my recommendation, is to secure the pool area, get rid of the water that's standing there and treat the water within the 14 days, but the rest of the violations can go to 30.
I don't know if that's gonna be possible, to do it in 14 days.
Well, I mean, even as part of HUD's regulation, they require the pools to be closed off too, so I mean.
Right.
They should be able to.
The mosquito issue is the problem in Marion County right now.
This is the second time in 2 years that we've had it before the code board.
Right.
I think they should be on top of this. They have a property preservation specialist on board. They've registered the property with the property preservation specialist. I think that they've allowed them all to drop here. They need to get on it. That's my opinion.
You're tough, aren't you?
I deal with a lot of people on the phone who call about complaining.
Would you cut it to 14 days?
Painted it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it at 14.
But the staff recommendation.
The beach is.
Is that a motion?
We don't regulate code.
Giorgio, is that a motion?
Motion.
Have we?
Can we keep it in discussion just?
They didn't take.
Well, we have a motion on the table.
No, I'm talking about the registration. I have that listed as a violation, but we did, I'm not sure. So we did go ahead and do that, okay.
Excuse me.
It's 14 days, huh?
We've got a motion on the table to accept the staff recommendation. Is there any other, is there friendly amendments? Is there a second? What do we have?
We were discussing what first? We were discussing the pool.
We were talking about the timeframe, whether to give them 14 or 30 days. And Giorgio has already made the motion to accept the staff recommendation, which is 14 days.
14 days, yeah, I understand.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 It's unanimous. So it's 14 days.
14 for the pool and 30 for the.
Yeah, they gotta get it mowed, basically. Mow it and trim it up. And fortunately, it's 14 days.
14 days for everything?
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, at least that's easier to explain. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Thank you very much. Who should we contact?
The officer vote.
Yeah, you'll need to contact him for a reinspection.
I got one.
It's sad when you get stuck with something like that all of a sudden.
Oh, sorry.
All right, Chuck, what's next?
Case COM 120067 on page 2 of your agenda. This is a case involving the city of Ocala, Officer Dan Baker. Am I right? Reverend?
Yes.
Kenneth and Reverend.
Should be Kenneth Lee Griffin Revocable Trust.
Thank you. The location is 908 North Pine Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 110-3, the definition of a sign, and 110-31, removal of prohibited or abandoned signs. The parcel ID is 2571-003-002. Legal service was obtained on 3/13/2012 for the notice of violation and 4/12/2012 for the notice of hearing. We have information on the posting on your case file on page 2, the summary of findings. Our officer, Dan Baker, found this violation. Found this violation of the city's code in that the respondent is no longer in business and the signs have not been blanked out as required by placing white panels in their sign frames. All attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondent remedy this violation have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. Officer Baker can answer any questions that you may have. This is the second go around at this structure for signs.
Right.
We had a pretty significant lien with the previous owner. And they did cut down the signs and move the signs and bring them into conformance so they could keep the signs. This one here has been gone over a year now, Dan.
Close to it.
So they're required to blank out the panels.
Right. Do we have anybody here to represent the respondent?
No, sir. We don't have anybody here to represent the respondent.
Okay, and let the record reflect that. Any discussion amongst the board?
We have a motion. We go with staff recommendation.
Motion from Giorgio. A second.
I'll second.
A second by Don. All in favor?
Aye.
That'll take us to page 3 of the agenda. Case COM 12-0235. The City of Ocala versus Dashia Danielle Blue, a case involving Officer Raymond Furring, the location at 1214 Northwest 11th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter, and section 82-443. The parcel ID is 25708-000-000. Just 00. Legal service has all been returned. We posted the property for the NOV and the NOH on 6-2-2012. The summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it's overgrown, contains junk and debris, and does not display the required building numbers. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violations have been unsuccessful and the violations remain. We have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2. And we have staff photographs at the end of your presentation. Officer Furring is prepared to answer any questions for you. Should you have any questions?
Is the building occupied?
No, this is vacant.
Is it secured?
It is secured, yeah.
Okay. Any discussion amongst the board? A motion?
We have a motion to accept staff recommendations.
We have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Albertine. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Pass unanimous.
For the record, just point out that there was no representation on the case either.
Thank you.
That would bring us to the next case on the agenda, COM 12-0545. The City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring versus Rosewood Housing LLC and Rosewood Atlantic Group LLC, the 800 block of Northwest 9th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495. The parcel ID is 2570-202-413. Legal service was obtained on 4-2-2012 for the NOV, 4-20 and 4-23-2012 for the notice of hearing. We also posted the property. That information is on your case file. And we have additional correspondence of the Sundance report for the corporation. The summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violations remain. As part of your presentation, we have included photographs of the property in its current condition. At the bottom of page 3, I would point out for the board that there is no respondent here to represent themselves in this case, and Officer Furring is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
I make a motion that we accept staff recommendation.
A motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Don. All in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
That would bring us to the next case on your agenda, the middle of page 3, COM 12-0852. The City of Ocala versus Bank of America and Carlton and LaQuandria Lee, a location, a case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy. The address would be 721 Northeast 26th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of section 3495 and section 82443. The parcel ID is 2498-008-000. Legal services obtained on 4/23/2012 for the NOV, 5/16/2012 for a revised NOV, and 5/16/2012 for the notice of hearing. We've also got information about the posting on the property. Additional correspondence would be the SunBiz report, the assignment of the mortgage, and an email from the bank. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this property due to a neighbor's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown and does not display the required building numbers. Additional investigation by Officer Kennedy revealed that the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case and noticed the bank as a respondent as well. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. I would point out that there is no representation for this case this evening by the respondent. We have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2. We've included photographs of the current condition of the property. Officer Kennedy is prepared to testify if you need any questions answered.
Is that car on the property?
Yeah, there's a car that's covered on the property.
I think we understood the question, Georgia.
There's a car covered right next to the house. Is that on the property?
The car, I think, is on the adjacent property.
Oh, okay. It doesn't belong to that property.
And what about that one window, honey? All the windows have little squares except one on the bottom there by the side door. It looked like that's
was
open.
Was that at the bottom of which page?
Three. Two of three.
It's page 40. Yeah, page 40.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The top photograph?
When I was out there, it was secure.
Yeah. Oh, it's secure. It looks secure.
Yeah, you might not be able to see it. It looks like it is.
We don't have any respondent, so do we have a motion?
A motion that we accept step recommendations.
I'll second it.
Second by Giorgio. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 3 in the agenda, C-112-0795. This case would be proceeding as a repeat violator. This is a case involving the city of Ocala, Officer Matthew Leibfried versus Larry Williams, a location at 516 Northwest 1st Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of section 3495 and a violation of section 82443. The parcel ID is 2856-004-013. Legal service was obtained on 4/17/2012 for the notice of hearing, and we posted the property as well. As part of your additional correspondence, we have findings of fact and an affidavit of partial compliance in the first case and a previous case spreadsheet, which you may find some interest in. Previous case spreadsheet starts on page 3. You can see that we have about 35 cases here involving Mr. Larry Williams in the city of Ocala. In the summary of findings that Officer Leibfried located this property, observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and does not display the required building numbers. Additional investigation revealed the respondent has had many other cases, the last in 2011, where he was found guilty by the CEB for violation of code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Leibfried to have a respondent remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. Part of your presentation, we've included some copies of photographs and condition out there. Officer Leibfried is prepared to testify, and I would note for the board that the respondent is not here to testify in this case.
All right, any questions from the board?
I make a motion and we accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion from Giorgio. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Albertine Brown. Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Pass unanimous.
That would bring us to the top of page 4 of your agenda, C-O-M-12-0796, a case of the city of Ocala, Officer Matthew Leibfried versus Larry and Ida Williams, a location at 527 Northwest 1st Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of section 3495 and section 82443. We will be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The parcel ID is 2856-005-003. Legal service was obtained on 4/17/2012 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property as well. As part of your correspondence, additionally, we've included a copy of the findings of fact in the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case. We've also included the previous case file listed on this individual. The summary of findings that Officer Matthew Lifrey located this property, observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and does not display the required building numbers. Additional investigation revealed the respondent has had many other cases, the last in 2011, where the respondent was found guilty by the CEB for code section violation of code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Lifrey to have the respondent remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. Would point out that the respondent is not here for this case either. We have case photographs for you. Officer Lively is prepared to testify. And we have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation.
When the officer goes out there to talk to this gentleman, has he talked to him directly?
I'm very familiar with this particular situation. Mr. Williams lives in Miami. He received, 10 or 15 properties when his mother passed away, that were split up between him and his brothers and what have you. If you recall at the last hearing, Darryl was here and wasn't very pleased with the code board.
Are we seeing two different homes on that, Chip?
Yes, there are two homes on that particular property.
So he rents it out whenever he rents these homes out?
Whenever he can get some money for them, he does. He lives in Miami. He doesn't return phone calls. He doesn't try to assist in any way on the upkeep of these properties. So inevitably, when we get into rainy season, we go out and lean them. At some point, we're going to have enough lien accumulated where the city's going to take action and probably foreclose these out and take them. If you recall, this was the one where the mother was in probate for, I guess, 12 years now. And showed that the probate was not no longer in probate anymore, and it's just time for them to take action.
Right. Okay.
I have a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Donna.
Second.
Second by Giorgio. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. That's unanimous.
That would bring us to the middle of page 4 on the agenda. CUM 120832, case of the city of Ocala versus and Officer Matthew Lightfried versus Jeremiah McLean, Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, and Mayor's Corp Holdings, Inc., a location at 1804 Northwest 1st Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495, Section 34141 through 145, the registration requirement. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator, and I would point out to the board that there is no respondent here to answer to this case this evening. The parcel ID is 2260-109-017. We received legal service on 4/20/2012 for the notice of hearing. All other certified mail has been returned by the respondent. We have also posted the property and have evidence of that in the case file. Additional correspondence would be the previous findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case, the SunBiz report, a less pendants filing, and the assignment and the release of mortgage, and a POP, police property-oriented policing, public-oriented policing, or something along those lines, a report from the police department requesting code enforcement to take action. We would require a property registration in this case. In the summary of findings, that Officer Lightfried responded to this location due to an OPD request, and upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and is not registered. Additional investigation revealed that the property is in foreclosure. Officer Lightfried added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Lightfried to have the response remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. I have a copy of the photographs and current condition of the property. Officer Lightfried is prepared to answer any questions, should you have any.
I'm wondering if that's a crack in the wall on the front.
I don't know. This is just one of those properties that we've brought here over the years. I think that's a vine growing.
Okay.
If you're talking about the one right on the front of the wall.
Right, by the window, by the door. Yeah.
I could ask them.
Okay. And
that's just a vine growing on the front.
Okay, because once you see one and then you see two, so I'm not sure.
Okay. We do not have a respondent present this evening. Is there any discussion, any other questions?
I propose we accept staff recommendation.
I have a motion by Don. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Albertine. All in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to the next case in the bottom of page four. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator as well. The City of Ocala, Officer Matthew Leifried versus Norman Brown and Multibank 2009-1, Res ADC Venture LLC, a location at 2628 Northwest 6th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495 and Section 314-141 through 145. The parcel ID number is 25146-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 4/23 and 24/2012 for the notice of hearing. All certified mail has been returned from the Norman Brown respondent. We have also posted this property as part of your additional correspondence. We have a copy of the first findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance. The Secretary of State for Delaware on the corporation with less pendants and the assignment of the mortgage. We would require a property registration be placed in this case. Officer Leifried located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and is not registered. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure and Officer Leifried entered the bank of the case. All attempts by Officer Leifried to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains. I point out for the board and for the record that there is no respondent available in this case this evening. We have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page two of your presentation, and at the end of your presentation, we have photographs of the current condition of the property. Officer Leifried is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Not me.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I have a motion to accept staff recommendations.
Second?
Majority? Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
The next case at the top of page five on your agenda, this is a case of the City of Ocala, Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Ocala Shops LLC and Bank of America National Association. The location is 4414 Southwest College Road, Ocala, County, Florida. The violation is of section 102-106, discharge of regulated substance into a well or sinkhole. The parcel ID is 23874-000-19. Legal service has been obtained on 2/9/2012 for the NOV, 3/15/2012 for the revised NOV, and 4/23/2012 for the notice of hearing. We have also legally posted the property. We would require permits for the repair of this sinkhole. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to request by Keith Douglas of SBX Health Safety Manager for the property that is adjacent to the respondent's location. And upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that the DRA was overgrown. I would point out for the board that that has been corrected at this point and has developed a large and growing sinkhole. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful and the violation of the sinkhole remains. Officer Thomas has been working for, some time to at least get someone to acknowledge him here and to get this taken care of, and that has not occurred yet. That's what we're working towards here. We have a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page two. I would point out for the record that there is no respondent here this evening, and the photographs indicate the condition at the end of your presentation of the property as it stands out there now. This sinkhole would be required to be repaired under the code and under state law, because sinkholes are designed to catch runoff from the roadways and what have you, and all of that water.
Not sinkholes, DRAs.
The DRA, I'm sorry. The sinkhole in the DRA is allowing water direct access into the groundwater table, which is the problem. The sinkhole, or the DRA, is required to collect that water, evaporate it off, and hold the sediment.
So that's the only thing that's being discharged into the DRA right now is
the prohibited stormwater runoff.
Right, so there's no other chemicals or anything?
Not that we're aware of, just the chemicals that would wash off from the highway,
right.
Oils,
okay.
Fuels, and tire residue, what have you.
I accept staff recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion from our team.
I'll second.
Staff. accept staff recommendation and a second by Don. All in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
So that would bring us to the next case on the agenda in the middle of page 5, CUN 120505, a case of the City of Ocala, Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Larry and Ida Williams. The address is 16 Northwest 16th Terrace, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. I would point out for the board, this is not a conspiracy.
Larry, that's the same thing.
Where the chips fell. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator for violation of Section 3495, Section 82181, and Section 82182. The parcel ID is 2261-004-008. Legal service was obtained on 3/13/2012 for the notice of violation and 4/24/2012 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property. We would, Officer Thomas requested a structural evaluation of this location, which scored 45 points and dilapidated by Officer Inspector David Thompson of the Building Department. As additional correspondence, we've included the findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case, and we would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this property, observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and is a dangerous and unsecure structure. Additional investigation revealed the respondent has had many other cases, the last in 2011, which was brought before the CEB and found guilty for violation of Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Additionally, Officer Thomas requested a structural evaluation and Inspector David Thompson responded, completing an inspection which resulted in a score of 45 points and dilapidated. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful and the violations remain. We point out for the record that a respondent is not available to be at this hearing this evening. Photographs are in the case file at the end of your presentation, and we have a recommendation at the bottom of page 2. Officer Thomas is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Mr. Thomas, is I see there's a duplex meter on that building. Is it not occupied?
No. Well, okay. Not by anyone who's legally supposed to be there.
Okay. Because I seen there was a duplex there and was a meter in it, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would point out at the pictures at the bottom of page 4, you can see the structure is unsecured. Also, some junk and debris, old tire, whatnot. Yeah. 211 property, right?
Okay. So respondent's not present. Does the board have any other questions for the city? Do we have a motion?
Yeah.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion from Don. Do we have a second?
I'll take the second.
Albertine takes the second. All in favor?
Aye.
I had a question, but that's okay.
Go ahead.
I see two houses on there again, Chip.
Yes.
And I have a question about the demolition that you were talking about. What has to be done to have it taken down?
Well, what will happen is we're asking them to take care of it, to either bring it up to current code, secure
how many
it,
times?
Take care of it. And if they don't, then the city will take care of it.
Isn't he a repeat violator?
He is.
So how many times do we have to ask?
Well, this is
now.
he's not being found as a repeat violator on the 181 and 182. He was a repeat violator on Section 3495. Mm. So this is the first time we brought this case to the board.
Okay.
181
about
and 182.
These particular homes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Proceed.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 5 of your agenda. CUN
12. Can we vote on it?
We already did, yeah.
You did?
Yep. Yep.
CUN 120694, City of Ocala and Officer James Vogt versus Sylvia Pug Pugh and Wells Fargo Bank. Too bad she couldn't sleep this one for Wells Fargo. A location in the city at 1240 Southeast 19th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 34142. The parcel ID is 28623-003-13. Legal service was obtained on 4/2/2012 for the notice of violation and 4/19 and 23/2012 for the notice of hearing. We also posted the property. Additional correspondence includes a copy of the SunBiz report, the Les pendants. We also were required to request a deed and a lender letter. The summary of findings that Officer Vaux initially responded to this case location due to a neighbor's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is not registered. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Vaux added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Vaux to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation of property registration remains. The staff recommendation would be to find, the staff recommendation is at the bottom of page 2. Officer Vaux is prepared to answer any questions. We have photographs of the property in question at the end of your presentation, and I would point out that there is no representation for the respondent here this evening.
Okay, any questions for the city?
No, sir.
We have a motion.
I'll do a motion. I think staff make a recommendation.
We have a motion from Albertine. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second from Giorgio. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pass unanimous.
I would point out for the board that concludes our new business this evening. We're on the back of page 6. We've already taken care of that case with representation this evening. That would bring us to old business, and I have a consent agenda there for non-compliance hearings. I would attest and affirm that all of these cases have not complied with the board's previous order and would respectfully request your permission to proceed with the board's orders in these cases.
Do we have a motion to proceed?
Can read the case numbers or?
Yeah, do you need to? No, we don't need to.
Can we?
Okay. Do we have a motion to accept?
I have a motion to accept.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Albertine.
Albertine.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
And if it pleases the board, I'd just like to say we sent you out a copy of written things. I appreciate some of the comments that we got. And we'll include what you said on the next time and do that order.
Okay, great.
And if you all had any additional comments, anything?
Yeah, have you all been able to read it?
Yeah.
I've read it.
Partial.
Huh?
Partial. I have read it. I've been so busy with my retirement from overseas, I don't have time to read.
I'll give you. In light of the fact he hasn't received it yet, I'll hold off until we get everybody else here.
Okay.
At this point, I'd like to respectfully request that the board entertain a motion to accept all evidence, testimonies, and presentations in the record.
So moved.
You have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. Any other discussion?
Nope.
Okay, meeting adjourned.
Bill gets to go first.